would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is New Earth Energy, and today's topic is grounding yourself in the New Earth Energy. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I also teach online spiritual classes, and you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I host a Facebook Live over on Om Times Magazine every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time called Wake Up Wednesdays. And it really is kind of an angel talk after our show because we talk about the messages that have come through here today and go a little bit deeper into some of those exciting messages and information. And then I'm able to engage with you directly one-on-one. So I really, really enjoy that energy, meeting each of you, offering special blessings and healings. We do a 10-minute healing, the first part of the show, healing for yourself, healing for your state, healing for humanity. And it is quite powerful. The energy is really magnificent. So be sure to jump over on Om Times Magazine tomorrow morning on Facebook at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And this week, I'm hosting a class called Brain Harmony, Clearing Out Negative Energy, and that will be Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We still have some openings left, so if you'd like to take a peek at that, you can register on my website for that class. All right, and Susan and I will be hosting a class next month, monthly coaching I think we're going to be doing, so stay tuned for some details on that coming up. All righty, I think Metatron is ready to get started here today. We're going to go ahead and ring the tinksha bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure, sacred space for our trance channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to share messages with you, helping you to evolve and expand on this beautiful spiritual journey you came here to experience. So just allow yourself to relax into this energy. We are bathing you in a beautiful, energetic frequency to help you to attune to the song of your soul. Feel yourself going deeper into this space, connecting with the vortex that is opening now. And we invite the Pleiadians to join us here at your own spiritual councils. Feel their love and support as they help you transition into this new earth energy. The next wave has moved through and is now beginning to settle around you. Structures are beginning to collapse and break down. Structures that lack integrity, honor, and justice. So even though it might look chaotic, trust and know that there is a higher order taking over. You are needed now. Step into your power as a light worker. Because whether you realize it or not, you are assisting in this new higher order that is being created now. And as the energy on this planet continues its process of transformation, you may begin to feel differently in your physical human body. Some of you are experiencing feelings of heaviness or being in sludge, as Julie would describe it. And you might teeter-totter between that feeling of non-doing and simply wanting to be with no agenda, and a feeling of lightness, as if you are floating freely, difficult to concentrate, whether it's reading a book or engaging in conversation with others. Lack of focus is simply a symptom that your body is trying to assimilate the new energy that we have brought. You may also find your memory taking on a new shape. Bits and pieces of information flitter and flutter as you have a hard time staying grounded in the physical body. There is nothing wrong with you. We are here to assure you of that. This is all divine, unfolding perfectly. And we honor and commend you for your work here during this time of transition. For it is not easy as you begin to understand and expand your concept of reality. So yes, it is important to engage in certain techniques to help you stay grounded as you are grounded. It will make it easier to assimilate the continual waves of energy and frequency that are continually moving as your planet ascends. And we have spoken of this many times. Grounding is very simple. Meditation tuning into nature, yoga, tai chi, relaxing music, relaxing friends. There are a plethora of things that you can do as a human being to keep yourself grounded in your physical nature. We are helping you to ground at this moment, tuning in to the beautiful energy of your council, feeling their love, their light, their support. You are love. You are loved. Now and forevermore. And remember always, the only thing that is real is love. Your superpower is love. Focusing on the love that you are also assists with your grounding. And the grounding of those around you. You have a great influence on all those around you. Stand in your power and shine your light. You are needed now. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. And coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akash.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. We hope you enjoyed that beautiful channel from Metatron and Julie today. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and other parts of the country as well. I'll be back in Western New York and Ontario, Canada from July 27th to August 21st. Aside from private readings and small group readings, due to popular demand, I will be doing two demonstrations this visit at the Eagle House in Williamsville, one on August 1st and the other on August 2nd. Everything usually books up very quickly when I am in Western New York, so if you would like more information, feel free to email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes. Coming up in Los Angeles, I will be holding a small group Psychic Fun Fest gathering in Santa Monica on June 21st for group psychic readings and also teaching a few psychic techniques. On June 24th, Jules Davis and I will be holding another small group mediumship reading in West Los Angeles. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And don't forget, we are accepting calls at 202-570-7057 for mini readings during today's show. So let me switch gears and as I sort of take a nice deep breath and ask Jacob to step forward. Blessings and well wishes, dear ones, on this most happy new day. We are pleased you have asked us to step into your space this morning. We understand that some days this can prove more challenging than others, but you are here, and that is good. We ask you to slow your minds for a moment, to slow down your expectations and many lists for one moment in time, and to connect into your physical bodies. Concentrate in this very moment on being conscious of how your feet are feeling. What is the sensation they give to you? Just simply become aware of this part of your body, for this is the part that connects you best to Mother Earth. If now is not the time, we ask you to try this at another time later today. Give yourself a few moments to just connect to Gaia, a time when you can permit yourself to feel her beautiful, pulsing, life-giving energy as it travels up your feet, into your legs, through your hips, into the center of your body, surrounding your heart with love and warmth, all the way up through your mind, until you allow her energy to travel out of your head in a giant torus of energy that once again brings that energy back to Earth. Use her to keep you stable and balanced throughout your day, for she can recenter you at any given time by simply allowing her energy to travel up and around your own human form. She can protect and serve you like none other on this planet if you take advantage of her loving ways. You are one of her many children, and like all mothers, she wants what is best for you and to give you what she has to offer. Everything is accelerating on your planet. There is nothing you can do to stop it, for the chain reaction has heightened this experience, and therefore it speeds up daily. This is not something that may be avoided, and for those who refuse to move with this accelerating energy, it may cause more challenges. However, there are just as many issues, only of a different kind, for those of you attempting to evolve with the Earth. So everyone is experiencing this on some level. We ask you first to connect into Earth, and then to let go and trust. Trust you will be taken care of, and then let yourself go, having faith you are cared for on a much deeper level than you realize, even when it feels anything but this. As Earth changes her frequency, so must you. Think of yourself as a human tuning fork who is matching frequencies with Earth. This is not a one-time thing either, but something that needs to be checked frequently. But in order to do this, you must allow yourself the opportunity to connect in with Gaia. Hear the song she sings and begin to sing along. Soon you will learn her melody, harmony, and memorize her words. This is the song of peace on Earth, and it is indeed the music of life. But it all begins with first feeling her vibration. You can do none of this if you are scurrying around, frantically running from place to place on your planet. Then you will only pick up pieces of her song, but never her whole melody. You will feel disjointed, anxious, stressed, heavy, and overwhelmed. You will look like a balloon caught in a tornado, swirling frantically out of control, seeking desperately for something to cling onto, but blown off course and out of control. How many of you feel like this now? Do you lack direction? Feel a victim of circumstances. See what you want, but because your balloon has blown so far off course, you have not a clue how to find an anchor. The anchor is your mother, Mother Earth. Surrender to her. Stop attempting to control every aspect of your life. Slow yourself down and listen for her. She will beckon you forward. Stop and allow yourself moments to look around and truly escape into the moment. Notice all her many gifts of nature. Listen to the birds, whether if they sing their song in late night or early morning. They are all part of her choir. Step into her beauty daily, for even if you dwell in the city, you still have the sky, clouds, sun, and moon to see and to listen for. Yes, Mother Earth is not the only one who has a song. You can choose to tap in any time to this symphony. You simply choose. Whether placing your toes in the sand, your hands in the soil, your face toward the sky, all of these are examples of you taking advantage of being in the moment. By simply feeling yourself breathe in deeply as you connect in these very basic and simple ways, you will learn to slow your mind down, listen, and connect in, so you do not feel like you are that out-of-control balloon any longer. And the beautiful part is once this becomes your way of life, you will learn to surrender to the song. You will also be jumping on board, thereby helping her to speed up even more. If your life feels out of control, you are clearly being told you are fighting it rather than surrendering to it. So on a practical note, we remind you to breathe deep. Feel her energy, wash in her nature, swim in her song. The more this chain reaction occurs, the more the negative forces in the world will be unable to compete. They will have no other choice but to climb aboard or be pulled under. And be rest assured, once you begin to go with the flow, rather than trying to fight it, much harmony will envelop you, making you a better, stronger healing instrument for others. You are all light workers now, so stop trying to fight it. Your energetic bodies are less dense and require different sustenance than it did before in the past. For there will even come a time where physical sustenance will be a thing of the past. You are not yet there, but it is coming. You are simply adjusting to these new vibrations, one cell at a time. Be aware your DNA is changing. This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for Lori Walker, who will be channeling Rialta.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. Thank you, Susan, for that wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. My name's Lori Walker, and for the last 30 years, I've been a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, and a nurse midwife. I've been delivering baby spirits to their loving families, and being a spiritual medium and trans channel for the last 10 years, I consider myself a midwife to spirit, bringing spirits to your family. Angels are defined as messengers from God, and here on Angel Talk Tuesday, I'm blessed to channel Rialta. She's from the angelic realm, and she actually represents a group of angels who initially identified themselves as We Are Many. So you may hear them refer to themselves as We. Additionally, I offer private and group psychic and or mediumship readings. I'm a multidimensional healer, Reiki master, and actually an ordained minister. I do house clearings, relationship readings with partners and families with new babies, public demonstrations of mediumship, and I've hosted spiritual development circles for many years, and I mentor budding mediums as well. I offer private spiritual counseling, and I've been honored to assist loved ones in passing into the spiritual world, or as I think of it, midwifing them to the other side. I offer these services in my home in San Clemente, California, or via Skype, FaceTime, or phone appointments. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer. This is where I post inspirational quotes and upcoming events. Check out my website for your free gift of two different meditations and videos of recent public demonstrations of mediumship at LoriWalker.com, and that's LoriWalker.com. And I also have a YouTube channel where you can learn more and see mediumship demonstrations. Now, if you just give me a moment to blend more completely with Rialta, we'll get to her message. Greetings, dear ones. It is with gratitude that we come for this opportunity to offer insight from our perspective. We ask you to breathe deeply and release resistance and allow this opportunity of acceptance of the messages which are brought before you for your consideration. The question comes to us regarding grounding in the new earth energy which is available to you. We ask you to consider this. That just as the soul continues to evolve and transform, so does the physical. You see this in your aging of the physical body. The earth is also similar, evolving and transforming. And it is affected by its inhabitants on a spiritual and physical level. The human physical and earth have interactive
in interrelated energies. Sensitives will feel this experience. This may result in an unknowing of where does this change in my vibration come from. Is it mine? Is it someone else's? We are all one. All of the earth, all of the inhabitants are interactive, interrelated. So the experience can be disconcerting at times. The new earth energy is of a lighter vibration. This has been begun long ago, and you are experiencing it now in your physical. This may be seen as either a time of confusion or a time of opportunity. We ask you to consider it as an opportunity, one of potential growth, to raise your vibration with that of the energies of the earth. You have the earth as an excellent resource. This is available to your physical as have been at no other time. Experience the elements which are at your disposal. Think of all the possibilities. As sensitives on the planet, many times we are in the head, in the upper realms. When I say we, I include all of those that are sensitive to spirit. And bringing your energies down and using the earth as a source, a resource, can bring you a feeling of home, of calm, of comfort. Experience it. There are so many ways. Think about water as a source, rain, ocean, lakes, rivers, baths, showers, pools. By experiencing the physical sensations and healing resources of water, you can be grounded. Think about earth, sand, grass, trees, plants, crystals, mountains. Feel the tactile experience with this resource. Place your feet in the grass. Experience them. Air. Feel the sensations on your face. Is it warm? Is it cool? When you are present in your body and experiencing the resources available to you from the earth, you can ground, becoming one with the energies of the earth. Think about fire. Feel its warmth. That is another resource to you, for it is the elements which are afforded to you on your planet of air and fire. Also, other ways of grounding can include the use of your body, whether it be dance, swimming, or sitting quietly beneath a tree, in the grass, in sand, being near the ocean. Again, we say, look at all the resources available to you, which are available because you have come into the physical, because your intention was to experience the physical on this planet. They are abundant to you. use them to your avail. Be in the physical. Be here now. This is what you have come here to do. Don't spend all of your time in the ethereal, communing with spirit, but also communing with your earth, with those who are in the physical with you. Use your conscious intention of bringing your energies down and have healing from Mother Earth. She is your greatest resource while being present in this experience. Accept these opportunities. We ask that you consider these insights which we have brought before you on this day for your healing, your improvement, your growth. And it is with blessings that we bring you these messages today. This is Lori Walker, channeling Rialta of the Angelic Realm. You can find me over at www.loriwalker.com. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion on today's channeling coming up in the next segment. Also, if you have any questions or comments about the messages, or you're interested in a free reading, please call in at 1-202-570-7057. If you'd like a personal or private message from Rialta, you can also schedule your opportunity to speak with an angel at www.loriwalker.com. Thank you, and we are looking forward to hearing back from all of Julie and Susan and I to discuss all the messages today.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel, and you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. Thank you, Lori Walker, for that beautiful message from Rialta. Wow, some exciting wisdom and insights for grounding yourself here today on our show, Angel Talk Tuesday. So let's jump into our beautiful discussion, always my favorite part, and we are taking live calls. So we'll be giving away one free psychic reading to our live audience. Dial in now at 1-202-570-7057. So we'll kick off our discussion with some messages from Metatron. Susan, you want to start?
Absolutely. So much to say, Julie. So much to say. There's a few things he said that really stuck out at me, probably just because, you know how that goes. You're always connected into yourself. But when he was talking about our memory taking on a new shape as we sort of deal with this new kind of grounding, this new energy and all this, I have attributed my disjointed thoughts to middle age, but this makes me feel a little bit better. but I do think that it is something. I mean, it just even sometimes when you're in the middle of a conversation, it's just like, what was I just saying? And I know some, it feels like it's more than just middle age. So it made me feel a little bit more at ease to know that it is this. And the other thing that he said, we're talking about even reading a book can be challenging to hold your attention. I used to be a voracious reader, and I was just beating myself up last night because I'll start a few sentences and I can't hold my attention. And all I was thinking, I was like, is nothing's written anymore that I want to read? But this is the energy. So I'm like, it makes more sense to me now.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And I know, you know, I just had my 31-year-old son say, Mom, I can't remember anything. What the heck? And even my 18-year-old daughter, the same thing. We'll have conversations and I'll be like, I told you this, Janae. And she's like, nope, you didn't. And I'm like, I'm definite that I did. So it definitely comforting for me too, to be witness, you know, to not only myself, but to different age groups that this isn't just about menopause or getting older, that there's definitely something tangible going on. And I totally can identify with you in reading. I'm a reading teacher and that's my life is books. And exactly what you just said, Susan, I've got like 5 books I'm trying to read and I just read a few sentences and I just cannot stay connected and engaged. So yeah, it was very comforting for me as well to understand that it's the new earth energy and it will move through once we assimilate and transition. Any thoughts, Lori?
Well, I agree. Being a middle-aged woman myself, it actually feels like, well, maybe I'm just more spiritual than I thought since I'm being affected by it. Maybe that's the way I should look at it. But so I thought that was wonderful. And also I thought there was some wonderful messages from Metatron about whenever Metatron indicated that you're needed now, step into your power as a light worker. Like, look at that, how the message is going out to the masses, you know, like this show, Metatron's using it as a venue to say to the masses, you're needed now, you need to step into your power as a light worker. I thought that was gorgeous. And how it was also said that you're assisting in the new higher order, which is being created now. Like, that just feels so good instead of feeling a victim to the situations that are occurring in the world, but like looking at it as a way of, we can be helpful, because sometimes doesn't it feel like there's a lot of stuff going on in the world and we don't have any say, we don't have any effect. But he's saying, look, you do. You are actually assisting in this new order that's being created now. And I thought that feels so much more empowering than feeling victimized by, or maybe unempowered, maybe I should say. Mm-hmm. So that just felt really good.
I love that. I love that. And it does bring to mind, too, when he talked about you may or may not be aware of that. Mm-hmm. So it really was cool because I was just being shown that as a light worker, they're pulling in all of our energy. And so on a subconscious level. I mean, during our dream state, we're working really hard. We're assisting in this ascension and evolution of the planet. So, you know, you wake up and feeling like sludge, or having a difficult time being active or motivated throughout your day. I mean, you have no idea what the work that you're doing in other dimensions and other realms that is assisting in the ascension of the planet here. So be easy on yourself. Be gentle with yourself. There's just so much going on that's so very, very exciting. And I, you know, when he was talking about the collapse, any systems that are not of integrity and honor are collapsing. And I know there's been lots of talk with our financial collapse and the government, the collapse of the government. And I was totally being shown a few things there with all of that. And so, again, it is about understanding that anything that is not of light, anything that is not of highest integrity and honor cannot exist in this new vibration. And that's not a bad thing. Even though it might look like kind of some craziness is going on, it's actually all good, all good. And I loved when Jacob talked about, you know, trust. Everything is accelerating on this planet. Trust, let go and trust. Tune in, connect with that earth. Trust and let go. You are well cared for. And as the earth changes her frequency, so too will you. Imagine you are a tuning fork. Really, really loved when Jacob talked about that. And then the balloon. Are you feeling like you're a balloon right now, being flung about in the wind? You're not powerless. You're not a victim. Ground yourself with the beautiful energy of Gaia. And that was the main message of Jacob. Use Gaia to keep yourself stable and balanced throughout the day. Lori?
You nailed him. You got it all. Yeah, I loved that. The analogy of the human tuning fork matching the energy of the earth. And I feel like I need to go back and listen to it again because there was so much about the earth's song and there was that whole analogy. It was really beautiful and I couldn't scribble it all down quickly enough. So I feel like I need to go back and listen to it. It was really beautiful.
Sing along with Gaia's new song, Peace on Earth. That was
beautiful.
Beautiful. Tweetable. Tweetable, Susan. Any thoughts, Susan?
You know, it's so funny. It's as an English teacher for so many years, I think to myself when I listen to stuff like this, I'm like, why can't I write that well?
Because it just sounded almost poetic. And I'm like, that so was not me. That was not my voice.
There's totally a book.
Yeah. But no, it was very, very powerful, I feel like, in the way, and I'm going to say she said it today because it did not feel like Jacob. And I know that, Julie, you said that like they'll kind of come in and come out, but that was not Jacob's voice.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I did feel like a different energy completely. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. love it. And let's switch to Lori. I know we just have a few minutes, but love Yalta is always such a beautiful, soft, lovely angel energy. She talked about the lighter energy can be seen as an obstacle or an opportunity. So make sure that you are using the opportunities that are being presented and not getting bogged down in the obstacles. Using the earth energy can bring you a feeling of coming back home. I loved that. So if you're feeling disconnected, if you're feeling powerless, alone, that beautiful Mother Earth energy helps you to, again, align with your soul. And when you experience the resources available to you through the earth, it calms and grounds your energy. So, I mean, it's free. It's right there in front of your face. Stop crying and get out and use it. Yeah. Susan?
Yeah, it's interesting because I do think that so many of us, because we just take it so for granted, that we just don't notice, you know what I mean? It's sort of like we get so wrapped up in our heads and wrapped up in our lives that we don't notice that if you just stop for a second and look out your window, if you're trapped inside, just look out your window. And I mean, it is there, it is pulsing. And I mean, it is just a matter of kind of feeling it, just letting your body feel it instead of letting everything get taken away from you. So I love the fact that she said all that about nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very, very beautiful. Lori, any thoughts, closing thoughts here?
Yeah, I thought it was really good how she was like saying it's just exactly that. It be in the physical, be here now. That's what you came here for. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in the dramas of life, or even as people who are spiritual seekers, we can get all caught up in our head or in the ethereal. And she's saying, look, you didn't, that's part of your journey, but it's also to be here now, be experiencing what's here. And look at what, you live on a planet that's unlike any other, at least that we know of at this point. Take advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to thank Lori for her service here with Angel Talk Tuesday. Lori's going to be moving on. It's been such a blessing, an honor, and a privilege. We do hope you'll come back and be a guest as a channeler here on Angel Talk and possibly even finish out the month of June. We would so love that. All right,
thank
everyone.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Don't forget, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs over on ohmtimesradio.com. Until next time, this is a psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.